Outside Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. I tell you, there was a story this morning that, wow, it piqued my interest. And it made me think of something. And so let me just jump into my comments for the day. So when I got home from my second tour downrange, Baghdad that time, Charlene and I decided we were going to take a cruise. There was a group of friends all going at the same time on a cruise out of New Orleans, and we decided to jump on board. And we were excited. The planning began. What would we do in our port of call in Mexico? What meals would there be on the ship? What would our cabin look like? Did we get everything we needed? Oh, yeah, we need to get our papers together. Even though it would only be a one-day port of call because we were entering a foreign country that apparently cares about its borders, Mexico, we had to present at the gate either a valid passport or an original of our birth certificate with two other forms of ID, one of which had to be a picture ID. Okay, wow, no problem. Until I realized that my passport had expired. No worries, I'll just use my birth certificate. It's right there in the files at the house. Except 5 days before the trip when I went to get it, you guessed it, it was gone. So I tore that house apart. The only thing I could figure out is that the original copy of it must have been misplaced during all of my deployment activities to go to either Afghanistan or Iraq. So, yeah, you heard me. I have proof of my identity in military service to deploy to a hostile territory. So I thought, okay, I'll call the unit. So I called the unit, and there was nothing in the files. All right, now I'm a little stressed. These tickets are non-refundable. And to make matters worse, I was not born anywhere around here. You see, Dad was in the Army when I was born. We were stationed at Fort Monmouth, New Jersey. Lived there a total of 6 weeks after I was born. Fort Monmouth, New Jersey, by the way, is a military post that no longer exists. Holy cow. So next thing I know, I'm on the phone with the state of New Jersey. And it turns out that unlike most states, that New Jersey does not centralize their birth certificate records. I would have to track down the courthouse that held the records of my birth on an Army installation that no longer exists. For the love. So after some sleuthing, I managed to figure out that the records for Fort Monmouth were kept at one location in one courthouse where one sweet lady worked, and that woman was wonderful. She treated me like her own grandson, and she loved the fact that after 2 years at war, Charlene and I were taking a cruise together. So it apparently became her mission in life to find the archived records of my birth from 1965, have one printed out, certified, and overnighted to me. And by golly, she did. Except it didn't get there. So on the day before our departure, FedEx did not arrive with my papers. Oh, Lord. So I got on the phone with FedEx. After routing me through multiple offices, I'm talking about all over the United States, and customer service lines that were not that helpful, I somehow found out which FedEx hub my package was supposed to go through. And I have no idea how I did this, but somehow I wound up with the actual name and cell phone number of the actual driver who was supposed to have had my package in his truck. Wow! So I got old boy on the phone, which by itself was crazy, and he became my new best friend. He listened to my story. He commiserated with what I was having to go through. He took my number, said he'd call me right back, and he did. He called me 10 minutes later. He says, "You're not going to believe this. I went out to the truck because it's nighttime. I went out to the truck with a flashlight. I scanned all around. Dang if I didn't find the envelope slid down behind the shelving in the back." He said, "I'm sending it to you right away, first thing in the morning." But there was another problem. We were leaving the next morning for New Orleans. We had a one-night stay in a hotel and then board the ship the next day. Oh, God. So he asked me what hotel I was staying at. He said he'd waive any charges, get that package to the hotel to arrive no later than 9 a.m. on the morning I was supposed to get on the ship. Which was good, because we had to board the ship by 10:30, so we left for New Orleans. Stayed the night at a nice place, you know, with all of our friends. And the next morning, as everyone was loading their luggage into the shuttle bus, I was standing by the main desk at the hotel, holding my breath and watching the clock, and at 8:55... FedEx delivered an original certified copy of my birth certificate to the hotel lobby, and I could have hugged the driver. And I walked from there just to load our suitcases on the shuttle and proceeded to the cruise with my sweet wife. And when we got to customs, I actually was still carrying the FedEx envelope, plus my driver's license, plus a military ID, all of which it was what it took to give me a chance to spend 8 hours walking around on Mexican soil. And I'm going to tell you right now, by then I needed the vacation. Well, you know, that's kind of funny. But it's also ironic. Think about it. I'm a U.S. citizen, recently returned from war. and the effort that I had to expend to satisfy Customs and Immigration that I was who I said I was, and that Mexico should feel safe in allowing me to walk the streets of their country for roughly 8 hours. And yet, just this morning, today, I'm back to today, Charlene called my attention to an amazing story on the news. And I watched in disbelief as I watched police body cam footage. Footage that actually required a Freedom of Information Act request to get. Footage from a police officer in upstate New York who could not believe it when a plane landed at his airport in a small town in the dark of night and began offloading scores of illegal immigrants. Scores of them. The video was amazing, with ICE officials standing there and contractors standing there telling the guy to mind his own business. They didn't want any attention, literally saying that they were going to move them in the dark to avoid the press and the public outcry. They said that on the video. They walked them to a hangar where they hung up black tarps so the officer could no longer directly observe them, and proceeded to effect the release of all these illegals into the communities of New York. We're learning that this is an event that's been happening all over the United States, and like the officer whose body cam captured this video, who said on the recording, "Well, it's happening because you know who's in office." Yes, that's the facts. How is it that U.S. citizens have to show 3 forms of ID to be allowed to travel for a day excursion to Mexico, but our border with Mexico is nothing but an open gateway for anyone who cares to wet their feet in the Rio Grande? I mean, how do they sleep at night in places like D.C., where U.S. citizens have to show paperwork just to be allowed to eat in a restaurant or to frequent certain retail establishments or sporting events? When did it become acceptable to deliberately attempt to deceive the people of this country by literally shuttling illegals in the dark of night into our backyards and parking lots while requiring a different standard for our own citizens to cross the border in the opposite direction? If there's any wonder as to why we need to see conservatives, not just Republicans, but conservatives, win in the upcoming election cycles, let this situation be a catalyst. This is our country, our home. It is not reasonable to expect a law-abiding citizenry to be patient with this level of mistreatment. Y'all, the 2022 midterms are coming up. All you right-side ruffians need to have your game face on. That's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, it's true. Copper, we made it on the ship, though. It was a good cruise. It was.
It better have been after all that effort.
It was touch and go there. We literally didn't put our bags on the shuttle bus until we knew for a fact that I had that FedEx envelope in my hand. But it was a good time. A good time had by all. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We will be right back.